The First Step Act of 2018 was one of the most sweeping federal criminal justice reforms in decades, aimed at reducing harsh criminal sentences for nonviolent offenders. The question now is, who gets to benefit from the law? Lawyers took up the arguments at the Supreme Court Monday in the case Hewitt versus United States. The key question, whether the sentencing reductions of the First Step Act apply to a defendant who was sentenced before the law, but later had the sentence vacated and got a new sentence after. Masha Hansford is assistant to the U.S. Solicitor General. She argues that excluding people who were resentenced would lead to unfair results.
If you have two co-defendants who offend at the same time, but one is rushed into a plea that's involuntary or that's inadequately counseled, before the enactment date is then has the sentence go up on appeal. The Court of Appeals throws it out. The co-defendant goes back down. But now, because there's this initial completely unlawful sentence, he is stuck with the application of the old, outdated, unjust, unduly expensive regime, whereas his co-defendant, who wasn't rushed in that way, gets to benefit. And I don't think that makes any sense.
She says the reform can reduce an offender's sentence by decades. The lawsuit was brought by people who had been sentenced before the act, then were resentenced after. Tony Hewitt and his co-defendants were originally sentenced to over 300 years for a series of bank robberies, with mandatory 25-year stacked sentences served back to back. The First Step Act would reduce those to 5-year consecutive terms. They lost in a lower court and appealed to the Supreme Court. On the other side, Michael McGinley is the court-appointed amicus curiae in support of the lower court judgment.
Petitioners each indisputably received a sentence before the date of enactment. It makes no difference that their sentences were later vacated after that date for unrelated reasons. This is the most natural common-sense understanding of the statute's text read as a whole. Indeed, Congress's use of the indefinite Article A captures any sentence that has been imposed before enactment, even those that are later vacated.
Much of the argument turned on matters of grammar and whether the First Step Act is ambiguous on the issue. Justice Sonia Sotomayor focused on that.
Well, I just don't know how you can say sentence imposed is clear when every dictionary I look at, I mentioned them before, Black's Law, Webster's, American Heritage, the Oxford English Dictionary, all say when you use the phrase sentence imposed, you can mean one of two things. You can mean a historical moment when a sentence was pronounced in court, which is the way you're using it, or you can refer to the continuing application of a legal judgment to the defendant.
She says the law was clearly meant to help defendants who faced unfair sentencing. But Justice Brett Kavanaugh says, I think this is a really close case. The case comes as some states are moving toward a more tough-on-crime approach. Voters in California approved a ballot measure in November to ratchet up some criminal sentences. As for Hewitt versus U.S., the High Court is expected to issue its ruling by the summer. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.